Welcome to episode 185 of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast for September 26th, 2011. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. In this week's episode of the Fredcast, we go back to Fred Basics as I visit Interbike 2011 and bring you some of the highlights of the interviews that I did for this year's Interbike TV. We've got bikes, we've got components, we've got electronics, and yes, we've got nutrition and apparel. It's the latest products and geekery from Interbike 2011, so sit back, relax, and if you're riding your bike, hammer just a little bit harder, because here comes the Fredcast. Hey, fellow Freds, welcome back to another episode of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Great to have you here with us. What we've got for you today is, well, as I said in the intro, a little bit of goodness from Interbike 2011 that completed last week. I was there once again with my camera crew filming for Interbike TV, and today I'm going to bring you some of my favorite interviews, some of my favorite products that I found at this year's Interbike Expo in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. But before we get started with that, it is time once again to thank our sponsor, JensenUSA.com. When you're looking for products for cyclocross season or for the upcoming fall and winter seasons or any time of the year, make sure you go to JensenUSA.com/TheFredcast. For over a year, I've been telling you that JensenUSA.com is your source for some of the best cycling products, some of the best selection, some of the best prices, and unparalleled customer service. Right now, JensenUSA has a great deal on Segoy cycling apparel, including the Segoy Pulsar sleeveless jersey, an amazing deal of 50% off for unparalleled Segoy performance and quality. Anytime you're looking for cycling accessories, clothing, components, complete bikes, custom build kits, and more, make sure you go to JensenUSA.com/TheFredcast or click the JensenUSA.com banner on the right-hand side of TheFredcast.com. Once again, the best prices, the best customer service, and an amazing selection, all at JensenUSA.com/TheFredcast. We thank Jensen for their support of the Fredcast, and we thank you for your support of JensenUSA.com. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere and the days start to get shorter, the nights start to get longer, the leaves start to change, and well, it's a little bit colder on your morning and evening rides, that doesn't mean it's fall. It means it's time for Interbike, the time when the North American cycling community heads to Vegas for the annual Interbike International Bicycle Expo. This year, it was the 30th anniversary of Interbike. Now, I've been going to Interbike since 1989, so not quite 30 years, and I certainly have seen a number of changes over the years and a number of trends that have come and gone, and a number of trends, well, which are no longer trends and are quite simply here to stay. Well, in the late 80s, mountain bikes seemed like a trend. They're certainly here to stay. A few years ago, 29ers seemed like they were a trend. And this year, it was pretty much all you saw in most brands' mountain bike stables. I know at Outdoor Demo, anytime I saw somebody riding by on a mountain bike, mostly they were on 29ers. So a lot of trends that have come and gone, but a lot that are here to stay. And while we head to Vegas every year, first out to Bootleg Canyon in Boulder City, Nevada for Outdoor Demo, and then to the Indoor Demo at the Sands International Expo, you know, a lot of people say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but I have a policy, not here on the Fredcast. So let me tell you a little bit about what I was doing at Interbike this year, and then give you a little bit of a hint about what we're going to be doing today on the show. For the third year in a row, I was honored and privileged to have been asked to host Interbike's Interbike TV spots. And that's when we go out to select booths on the show floor and profile the product lines for the coming year from each of those brands. I've been Really honored and privileged to do it the last 3 years. Had a great time once again this year. This year, I was also asked to help produce the live segments of Inner Bike TV, where we set up a live TV studio right there in the middle of the hall, right in the middle of the media center, and we bring in guests and present those shows live on Ustream. Had a great time producing that. And this year, I was also tapped to host their daily Good Morning Interbike show, very much like a Good Morning America or maybe a Regis and Kelly or maybe even your Morning Zoo in some cases, where live on TV on Ustream, we bring in guests to talk just a little bit about what's going on at Interbike in general, and then we focus in on a couple of brands each day as well. Again, an honor and a privilege to host that every single day. And then every afternoon, we did a live episode on TV, maybe that was a mistake, of the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable podcast. We always joke that, well, we all have faces for radio. So you saw all your old friends from Guitar Ted to Jim Moss to Byron from Bike Hugger, Carlton Reed, Richard or Fritz from Cyclicious. The whole cast of characters were all there. We had a wonderful time doing it. You can find all of that on the internet. As a matter of fact, I've linked to it at thefredcast.com. But what I've got for you today are a few of my favorite segments that we did live, quote unquote, live from the show floor as we ran around looking at a variety of different brands and trends that we found at this year's show. So what you're about to hear are the audio segments of some of the videos that we produced. For more on those, once again, go to www.thefredcast.com. And scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll see our blog section, and there are links to the Interbike TV videos. So here are a couple of the videos that we did, or the audio portions thereof, from the 2011 edition of the International Bicycle Expo, better known as Interbike. We're in the BMC booth here at Interbike. I'm talking to Devin, who's in marketing. Now, Devin, BMC very well known right now, having won the Tour de France under Cadel Evans. Cadel Evans is a former mountain biker, and so I think it's appropriate we're standing in front of a mountain bike. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, the roadside first, that's what we're really more well known for. Sure. And a lot of people don't understand that we have a complete full mountain bike line on the side. And one of those bikes is the brand new Speed Fox 29er. It's 100 millimeters front and rear suspension. And it's our first 29er out of the gate. It's our first foray into the 29er market. And what we really wanted to achieve with this bike, we really wanted to challenge the concept that a 29er has to be big and sluggish. It's not going to handle agilely like a 26-inch bike. And so we've done a couple of things to do that. We really focused on tucking the rear wheel into the bike under it, really shortening the chain stays. And as of a result, we have the shortest chain stays, if not close to the shortest chain stays in production. And we've also really shortened the head tube on the bike as well. And so you're going to get a lot shorter wheelbase, and your bars are going to be a little bit lower, probably at the level of a 26-inch bike. Those two things combined are going to really make it handle like a 26-inch bike, but you're still going to get all the benefits of a 29-inch wheel. So really fantastic bike. We've received a lot of positive feedback on it, and we're really excited to have it out this year.
And really, BMC being based in Switzerland, Europe doesn't seem to have caught on to the 29er craze. Well, we can't call it a craze anymore, as much as the United States has. How did you take some of that 26-inch thinking and apply it to 29ers?
We pushed. In the U.S., you understand the 29er craze. It's not a niche anymore. It's not a what if. It's here, you know. And our whole R&D team is Swiss based. And so we said we need a 29er. We finally got them to come in, test everything, do their homework, and go back. They started from scratch. Once we got them to look at it, the bikes that they came out and produced, they absolutely loved them. They finally understood it, you know. They got on them, and now the demos that we actually have at our head office in Switzerland, they don't stay on the racks. And as far as kind of challenging the 26-ism of the European market, the hardtail version of our 29er actually won mountain bike, overall mountain bike at Eurobike this year. So pretty good indication of that we're doing things right, I think.
Great. So 29ers now in your mountain bike range from BMC. Let's take a look at some of your road bike technology as well.
Sure.
Now, moving from mountain bikes,
speaking of a mountain biker.
Yeah.
Here's a great bike that was ridden by a great mountain biker.
Sure.
Cadel Evans won the Tour de France on this bike. Is this actually Cadel's bike?
Oh, you better believe it. I mean, it's got the famous 141 number plate still on the back. His name's on the top tube, and there might actually be even a little bit of sweat on there. It's also our otherwise known, other than Cadel's bike, as our Team Machine SLR01.
So does that mean that this is a frame that a consumer like me could go out and buy?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We've got it in several different configurations and also available as a frame set. And in addition to that, we are bringing in a limited quantity of Cadel's actual replica bike. And so it should be very cool.
So tell me a little bit about then what makes this frame so unique and so special.
Yeah. The Team Machine SLR frame is the first bike in our lineup to use TCC, or tuned compliance concept is what they call it. And there's three points of tuned compliance concept on this bike. You'll find it in the seat post, in the seat stays, and in the fork as well.
So what does that mean?
Basically, it's a more compliant weave in the carbon. And so it's going to add a degree of compliance into the ride of the bike. Conversely, we have another bike called the Race Machine that's missing certain elements, or we've omitted certain elements of the TCC. And otherwise, it's a very similar frame. When you ride them next to each other, you can really get the sense of what TCC does. It really dampens the ride. It's going to make it nice. It's going to make it comfortable. But it doesn't in any way, shape, or form sacrifice the acceleration of the bike. And it actually makes the bike quite light. It's the lightest bike in our lineup as well.
So when you say it's the lightest bike, do you know the spec?
Yep. It's going to be right in about 950 grams for the frame set.
Okay. Really nice. And just out of curiosity, you take a guy like Cadel, who's been a world-class cyclist for many years before
sure,
winning the Tour de France.
Absolutely.
Does a guy like Cadel have input into what goes into the design of the bike?
Yep. One of the really unique things about BMC is that we're the manufacturer and we sponsor the team. It's a direct team. And so we work very closely with our riders. They're constantly in our R&D offices in Switzerland. And we have a very close relationship, especially with Cadel, in terms of the development of these bikes and feedback on them.
Yeah, and like you said, that really makes it unique, whereas there are other teams that have a bike sponsor, but it is your team.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's huge from us. I mean, the wealth of information that we derive from that relationship is just immense. And it allows us to put out bikes like the Team Machine, like our new Time Machine TT bike. And even I think one of the things that's unique to us, we even have a lifestyle bike that's Cadel's commuter that he kind of got to spec on his own. So it's pretty cool.
Really nice. Yeah. Let's go take a look at that Time Machine, because I realize you don't have Cadel's TT bike here.
Sure.
But at least people can get an idea of what's special about that bike and allowed him to bring back so much time in order to ensure his victory.
Absolutely. Let's check it out.
So, Devin, at the end of this year's Tour de France, Cadel Evans had some time to make up if he was going to win. We get to the penultimate stage. It's a time trial, and it was exciting to the very finish because Cadel made up so much time, and he did it on your Time Machine frame. Tell us what it is about the frame that won the Tour de France.
Sure. With the frame, we really went back to the drawing board in terms of the aerodynamic efficiencies that we wanted to approach with this frame. And there's really two components that stand out that makes this thing fast. It's what we call tripwire, which is located on every leading edge of the bike. And tripwire is basically a turbulence inducer. And so it's actually going to interrupt airflow sooner around the bike, and then combining that with a truncated profile on every following edge of the bike is going to allow it to come together with more clean. And that's really going to boost the efficiency aerodynamically of that bike. In addition to that, the other component is the fit of the bike. Everybody knows that Cadel has such a bizarre fit. You know, he's down right on top of the top tire, you know. And so with this bike, on the stem and on the seat post, we've got two really distinct fit mechanisms. On the stem, we've got what we call the triangle concept. And that is basically a wedge and spacer system that stock out of the box allows you as the consumer to achieve 32 different fit positions with the bars in the front end, which is huge. And especially for bike shops that are fitting you or something, it's not like you're changing out different stems and this and that. You have the stock components and you get your fit. It's unbelievable. And so in that aspect, we've got Andreas Rehler, who's a little bit more upright, and we've got Cadell on the same frame, you know. And on the seat post, that's the other end of the bike. We can achieve close to a 79-degree angle, so awesome for triathletes. And we can also run it back, and we can get it geared up for a TT like Cadell. So, again, you have Andreas Rehler, and you've got Cadell riding the same bike in this. So.
One of the things I like as we've been talking about BMC is the fact that even though these are bikes that your professional triathletes, your professional road racers, professional mountain bikers are using, it's the same technology that consumers can buy. So where can people get more information so that they can get their own race-winning bikes?
Hey, www.bmc-racing.com.
Excellent. Devin, thanks so much for taking us through your line.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. As we've gone around the show, both at Outdoor Demo and here at Indoor, we've talked to a variety of different companies that make nutrition and hydration. And we came to Hammer because we found that Hammer takes a very sophisticated approach to both nutrition and hydration. We're with Brian. What is it about Hammer that appeals to consumers?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having us on the show. And I want to say hi to everybody out there. And to answer your question, hopefully what's appealing to consumers about Hammer is the fact that we are including, in addition to products we sell, we're including some very basic, easy-to-understand education so that people can understand what's going on, why they're getting a stomach upset or why they might be getting cramping, and more importantly, how they can avoid it in the future. And as you mentioned before we went on camera, our products are all science-based. We've been at this. Next year will be our 25th anniversary, and I've been there, you know, for that long, following the science, being involved in the science, and really figuring out what is going to work for the body in the most complementary fashion.
Speaking of that, as we look at specifically hydration, you've got a number of different products for hydration, and I think that sometimes cyclists get confused about the various different hydration products on the market. What's your approach to on-bike hydration?
Well, for me, again, I agree with you wholeheartedly. There is a lot of confusion because some products are called a hydration product, but they don't contain any calories, and others might not have electrolytes. So we try to break it down for people into three distinct components. Within the hydration realm, you've got fluid, water, you've got minerals, electrolytic minerals, which is more than just sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, even chromium. These are all important electrolytic minerals that you need to be replacing. And then you've got calories. So I also separate consumers into two different types. You've got the water drinker, and then you've got the drink drinker. So if you're a person like me who would prefer just to drink plain water when you're riding, then something like the Hammer Gel, a concentrated carbohydrate syrup that you can sip a serving of maybe once every 45 to 60 minutes, would be the way to go. You get to drink your water, take the calories in occasionally, but not be drinking a flavored beverage all the time. Now, of course, there's also the other side, which says, hey, I want something to drink. If it's just water, it's going to sit in my water bottle and I'm never going to touch it. So that's where a high energy electrolyte drink like our Heed would come in. It's got a modicum of calories. It's got all the minerals in it. It's the all-in-one. And then we have the separate mineral replacement possibility, which you can do through capsules that you swallow or through the new effervescing Plop Plop Fizz Fizz. Grape flavored is our new flavor, but we have peach and grapefruit and now unflavored to go with the mango and the lemon lime. And those are fun because it makes plain water more exciting to drink. Doesn't give you the calories though, and that's the one thing that I think everybody really needs to be very clear on is if you're using a electrolyte product, an effervescing electrolyte product, those usually have 5 calories or less per serving. So while it might be helping to replenish your fluids and your electrolyte needs, it's not giving you any calories. At that point, you would need to add in a source of calories like a gel or something like that. So that's kind of our breakdown.
You talked earlier about education. What does Hammer do to help educate the consumer without making the consumer a PhD in nutrition science?
Well, again, we've taken the whole process and broken it down in using common language, common nomenclature that every person can understand. and we give you finite numbers. You know, 24 or 26 ounces an hour of water is about the maximum you can consume without causing yourself problems. Same thing with calories. You know, most people, 150, 175 calories an hour is about the most that they're going to comfortably assimilate. And so we put that into things like our education guide, which you can get for free online. It's also available at our retailers. And this is not a catalog to sell you products. This is nothing but educational material that you can apply whether you're using our products or anyone else's. Our website is also full of educational resources. And then, of course, you have our dedicated customer service staff, which is a phone call away. And they will, as you found, they're not just going to call up and want to take your order. If you have questions about the products or you're having an issue that's been unresolved in your exercise, you know, I keep cramping up at this point or I keep getting upset stomach, we'll work with you to help you understand what's going on. Not just give you a Band-Aid, but we want you to understand what's been happening so that you can fix that. So whether you're riding with your friends in the weekend or whether you're in Europe doing the Dolomites, you're going to know what you need and how you can avoid the pitfalls that so many athletes experience.
Excellent. Brian, where can people get that information? Where's your website?
Well, you can get us at hammernutrition.com. Our products are available in about 5,000 retail stores nationwide, several dozen online retailers, and more every day.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate hearing about Hammer. One of the great things about the bicycle business is the fact that there's so many family businesses in this industry. I'm here with Rich Hincappy, a family name you may know. Rich, tell me a little bit about how the company got started.
Well, certainly we've been involved in the sport all our lives. My dad grew up racing, and we grew up going to bike races since we were little kids. So it's been part of our heritage and part of our blood. You know, the story goes, George started racing and started winning when he's, you know, as a young kid, and obviously progressed to where he is today. I still race and raced in years ago, but I chose a different route and went to school and decided to, you know, start this Hincappy Sportswear along with my brother George. So it is a full family business, and you know, part of the reason for my starting it was to provide premium cycling apparel, customized and retail apparel to, you know, cycling enthusiasts that shared the same passion out there. The company's obviously morphed into something that's bigger than we ever expected, and it's going well. But I've always wanted to keep a connection and a close tie to the sport, far beyond when George retires. So this was a good way for us to do that.
I think a lot of people might wonder, how involved is George in the day-to-day operation of the business?
Yeah, you know, obviously he's got another full-time job, but he is a owner of the company, and he does give us input and feedback on fit, design, style. So, you know, day-to-day sitting behind a desk, he comes to the office when he's home once in a while, but certainly doesn't clock in at 8 o'clock like the rest of us. But, you know, he's been a huge part of this company. His image and worldwide recognition is, you know, it's something you cannot buy. We're an authentic company. It gives us authenticity, and it's a real family-run operation.
Speaking of authenticity and the race lineage, we're standing in front of the BMC kit. And I think another thing that people wonder often is, okay, that's really nice. That's what the pros are wearing. Is this a product that the general consumer can buy? Is this something that they can find in both your custom and your off the rack?
Absolutely. And we felt it was very important to, you know, not only outfit BMC Pro Team with the best possible cycling apparel out there with regards to design and technology and comfort and fit, but we also felt that it's only fair for the consumer to be able to purchase the same quality clothing. I think we see a lot of companies out there that will sell replicas or different types of clothing out there that is not up to par with the pros. And for us, it was just important to be able to produce and sell to the mass market the same quality clothing.
What are some of the features that you find in the Hincappy line that you might not find in some of the competitors?
Yeah, there's a couple of details. Obviously, fit and the quality of construction is a big thing. The fit comes from feedback from the pro team. Too tight, too short, too long. And you can't really fit product to everyone, but you can kind of average it out and make sure it's good. And the quality of the fabric is super important for us. It's got to breathe. It's got to have sunblock. It's got to be form-fitting and fast-feeling. It's got to print well. So there's a lot of small features that go into a jersey that really kind of bring us up as a whole. So,
speaking of printing well, you do have a custom program as well. Just briefly tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah, we do have a custom program, and this is what you see here with the BMC cycling team. It's actually run by my aunt and uncle in Medellin, Colombia. We have a full factory that George and I own. So the unique part about that, yes, it is a family-run operation, but we also have full control of the process from the fabric buying to the printing to the yard to the shipping to the packing. And we oversee every part of that production, which is very important, I think, especially in this industry or this segment of the market where customization, it is a fast-growing piece of the market. But also, there are so many pieces to that puzzle where you look at colors and design and fit and logos. You really have to have your processes down to really be able to be dialed in.
You mentioned earlier about sunscreen. You've got a new technology, Cold Black. Let's go ahead and take a look at that.
Sure. Cold Black is a new technology we're using, and most people, their mindset is, hey, it's black, it's too hot, this isn't going to work for me because it's summer and I live in Florida, it's just going to get too hot. And that's a normal way of thinking, obviously. Why black? You know, black is really a fashionable piece. You guys are wearing black. And it's something that people do want to see in their kits, but part of the barrier to entry of selling or somebody purchasing a black jersey is, hey, you know what, this is too hot in the summer. So we've found out this technology, Cold Black. It's made by Scholler, and we've partnered with them, and really it does not heat up in the sun. It's a unique product. It's got certain properties that do not allow this product to heat up in the sun. It's very comfortable, dries fast, it wicks moisture, and it really is sort of the wave of the future for us.
So Rich, for people who are interested in the Off the Rack product or the custom product, tell us where they can find more information.
Your local dealer, or you can check on your on the website at www.hinkhappy.com.
Thanks so much for taking the time, Rich. We really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you very much.
One of the things we find at Interbike every year is there's products for racers, products for people who want to be racers, and products for people who just want to get to the top of the hill faster. I'm with Phil from Rotor. He's got just such a product. Rotor has their oval chain rings.
Yes.
Now, before you even get into the benefits of your chain rings, I have to ask you. In the 80s, I was riding Biopace.
Uh-huh.
That went by the wayside. Why didn't that work, and why does yours work?
Well, I got two favorite stories, and not one of them is, well, actually, the first one hasn't got to do with cycling. First city in America that ever got electricity was Buffalo City. The same year they got the electricity, I think a couple of firefighters died. And you ask yourself, what the heck has this got to do with cycling? Well, it's got a lot to do with it, because these firefighters were fighting electrical fires with water, and they got electrocuted. See, if you don't understand the problem, you're never going to be able to come up with a solution. Rotor's the first company that understands that an electrical fire, which is pedaling an oval chainring, you need CO2. You need carbon dioxide to put that out. Don't understand the problem, you're never going to get a solution. And that's what it's about. And the difference between old systems and new systems, let's go for another mental image. You got two bikes. You got a time trial bike and you got a really heavy downhill bike. They're identical, right? Exactly. They've got nothing, you look at them, they look nothing alike, but they've both got pedals, both got handlebars, they've both got forks. That's the difference between a Q-ring and all previous generations of oval rings. They're kind of the same thing, but they're as different as they can be.
So the intention here is to get to the town line sprint faster, get to the top of the hill without being dropped.
Yep.
How do you do that?
Well, it's all about making your bike work for you. People think it's a weird thing for me to say, but the reality of the situation is that your round chainring is hurting your cycling performance. Now, previous oval rings, because they applied a solution to a false problem description, were a bigger problem of themselves. But a round chainring hurts your performance. It slows you down, creates lactates, and gives you major knee problems. The Q-ring is the first product which makes your bike work for you. It changes the resistance in the drivetrain according to what your legs are capable of doing at that moment in the pedaling stroke. So what does that mean? That means that when you're in your weakest, you're pushing a compact ring. And when you're strong, you're pushing a time trial ring. And that's what your leg can do. And that's actually why most people out there are riding compact. It's not about your strength. It's about your weakness and that you can't handle more at the dead spot. So we're giving you the best of both worlds.
So I think everybody has a pretty good idea about the dead spot you were talking about. How do you address that dead spot, and what's the benefit of what you're doing?
Well, what we're doing is we're reducing the chainring diameter at your dead spot. It's a point where your knee's bent, where your crank is vertical, and where you've got no real way to put power into the crankset. So what we do is we reduce the diameter there in a pretty smooth way with one aim. Get your leg out of that zone as fast as possible so it can spend more time where it's working effectively, which is what the benefit of the Q-ring is. It's about efficiency. It's about momentum. It's about a smooth pedal stroke. What this thing does is it gives you the perfect spin. So a lot of people ask, why did we make the Q-ring? And it's pretty simple. The concept is to make your bike's drivetrain work for you, the way your legs go. Because at the moment, you're pedaling your bike for what works for a round chainring. What that means on your bike, it's the difference between getting dropped on a climb and not. It's the difference of making it through a technical section and not. It's the difference between not being able to sprint at the end of the ride and not. What we're trying to do is we increase your efficiency and we make your cycling experience more enjoyable and more successful.
Now, I'm looking at a set of cranks.
Yeah.
But you make simply just rings that people can retrofit under their existing bike?
Yeah, we're not a company that agrees with the normal industry standard of you've got to buy all of our products to have one of our benefits. We specifically manufacture chain rings for everybody else's crank sets as much as possible. So if you've got SRAM, Campy, Shimano, FSA crank, you can take off your current rings, put on the Q rings, and the chances are you'll never go back to round rings.
One of the things that I also know you make is bottom brackets. And people get, as I said to you earlier, a little freaked out about changing their bottom bracket, servicing their bottom bracket. How have you addressed that?
It's pretty crazy. The market's come up with this brand new, it's kind of a marketing word, standard, a new open standard. What's happening is that many brands are coming up with their own standards, and it's making life confusing. It's making it hard to get the right crank. It's making most shops are not able to stock the crank you need for your bike. And we see this as a real problem. So we've gone against the flow. We're making a bold statement to the industry that enough is enough. And what we want is to allow the customer to install exactly the crank he wants on the bike he's got right now without any problems. And for that, we've developed a whole collection of bottom brackets. The things you can do now with our bottom bracket collection is if you've got an Italian or a BSA frame, you can now install our 30mm crank on there. So you can upgrade to BB30 type technology on your old frame. It also means that you can install a 24mm power measurement crank on your BB right frame or on your BB30 frame. We want to give you flexibility. We simply want to give you the product you want on the bike you've got.
Okay, some pretty innovative stuff. Where can people get more information?
Well, our main point for information is rotobike.com. Our US distributors got rotobikeusa.com as well. They're the two best places to go for information. You'll get information on our products, how to set them up, and what the compatibilities are on each of the product pages there.
Excellent. Phil, thank you so much for joining us on Interbike TV.
Yep.
This is David for Interbike TV. We're in the Rotor booth learning more about performance. One of the great things about Interbike and Outdoor Demo in particular is you never know who you're going to run into. We ran into Dr. Alan Lim. He's a famed sports physiologist. Alan, you've worked with Pro Tour racers for years, and you were telling me a little bit about a new hydration drink that you've created. Tell the folks on the camera about it as well.
Well, for the last few years, we've actually been making our own sports drink in our kitchen, literally from scratch. Mm. And this was a response to the fact that every athlete who I ever worked with would always complain at the end of the day that their sports drink was making them sick, that they were literally getting gut rot. And it kept them from eating, it kept them from drinking, and this was a major, major problem, you know, at big races like the Tour de France. So we first started out by literally going out there and trying every sports drink on the market, but we couldn't find one that actually kept the guys from getting sick. Most of the drinks also had too much flavor. They were sticky and they gunked up your mouth. And at the end of the day, the guys were sick of drinking it and they get dehydrated and end up having poor performances. So I started working with a good friend and colleague of mine, Dr. Stacy Sims at Stanford University. Invited her out to Spain before one of the big tours, before the TDF. And we literally deconstructed a sports drink and started making a bunch of different formulas that we would test on the guys as they were training for the tour, and ended up finding a formula that just worked. And what was really interesting was that that formula was extraordinarily simple. It had less calories, more salt, no artificial coloring agents, which we actually found were great for keeping the bikes clean as well. You know, instead of using artificial or, you know, chemically synthesized flavoring agents, we ended up flavoring with just 100% real fruit powder. So we made an ultra simplistic drink that really works to hydrate the athletes that we work with. And that's the key, is hydration. Mm-hmm. So we're here at the bike show now, letting people know about the secrets of the Pro Peloton, if you will. And we're currently selling the drink, and it's now available on our website, secretdrinkmix.com. So in kind of line with the fact that we've been making this stuff secretly for the last few years, we've decided to kind of introduce it as one of the big secrets of my work in the Peloton.
So plenty of sports drinks out there, lots of nutrition products. As you've tested this, as you said, with professional athletes, what's been the response?
The response is, you know, I can actually eat now. I can actually drink now. My stomach doesn't feel heavy. I don't get sick. Mm-hmm. So the response has been overwhelmingly positive. You know, when I first started doing this, it was not to market or sell a product. It was to actually solve a problem.
Sure.
You know, in my mind, it was always the issue of, you know, there's got to be a better way. And when we found this formula, that was the better way. So it's been great for me because I don't have to hear those complaints anymore. Yeah. The guys can just get on their bikes and race and not bitch and moan about the fact that they've got an upset stomach.
How does that transfer to the amateur athlete, the weekend warrior, the person who isn't in the pro peloton, drinking these kinds of products day after day? What sort of differences would they see?
Well, I think that our basic philosophy is to go back to a real food, all natural, made from scratch, type of lifestyle. I think that this product in particular will really help athletes get to that, help anyone get back to that. There's so much crap out there. There's so much stuff that is highly processed and full of crap that you just don't need. So my attitude is, hey, eat real food when you're on the bicycle, yeah, and use a sports drink that doesn't have a bunch of shit in it, yeah, right?
Speaking of real foods, I remember when I've talked to you before, you've told me about some unique recipes that you'll make for on-the-bike nutrition, actual food, not drinks,
right,
for the athletes. Plans for doing the same thing and something that you might market like you're marketing the drink?
You know, I've got a cookbook coming out this year with Chef Bijou Thomas, who's been at a lot of big races with me, cooking for guys like Levi Leppheimer, cooking for guys like Lance. And, you know, we're really trying to promote recipes. We're trying to promote foods from scratch. I think that certainly there's a big convenience factor to eat something that is prepackaged. And we may go that direction, but only if it's the right product and only if it actually works. For example, we're not a fan of gels. We're not a fan of semi-solids. I'll never give a guy that I work with a gel because that just ends up ruining their stomach. But solid foods that actually form a bolus in the belly that allow water to pass around it, those work fantastic. And so that's why we've been, using foods like potatoes and rice and, you know, little sandwiches and foods that guys can actually chew and that don't coat their stomach and basically block hydration.
Yeah, makes sense. When's the book coming out? What's it going to be called?
The book is going to be called The Feed Zone. It's coming out on November 1st. Amazon is already pre-selling, and it's a book that's being put out by VeloPress. It was a lot of fun to write the book, and really it's a reflection of all the recipes that we used to make for the guys out at the races.
That's excellent. Tell everybody once again where they can get the sports drink.
So they can get the sports drink at secretdrinkmix.com. That's www.secretdrinkmix.com. And tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Sands 203, we're actually giving a lecture on hydration and about the product and about all of our experiences on the Pro Tour.
Dr. Lim, thanks so much for your time.
Sure, no problem.
And last but not least, a product that I called, at least on the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable podcast, the product of the show for Interbike 2011. This is the Cerevelum Hindsight Rear View Electronic Camera for Bicycles. Check this out.
How many times have you wanted to see what's behind you on your bike, but you didn't want a mirror? Well, we've got the solution for you. This is Evan from Cerevelum. Evan, you've created a product a lot of us have talked about creating before. Explain what it is we're looking at.
You're actually looking at the digital rear view mirror for bicycles. It incorporates a 7-function wireless cyclometer and the ability to record any incidents that may happen. Basically, the system works by a 10-minute constant video loop. And if there's an accident, the integrated accelerometer is tripped and you're left with a video file showing whatever happened leading up to the incident. You just download it through your PC or Mac and it sees it as an AVI file.
Now, this is something, like I said, I think a lot of us have talked about before, mm-hmm, and I wonder, was there a genesis of this idea? Where did it come from?
It came while I was studying industrial design. Basically, it was a school project, and I came up with the idea. I was racing at the time and just figured, hey, I'll take this camera lens and mount it on my screen or on my bike. It worked really well. I continued working on it, doing prototypes, using Nintendo Game Boys as screens. It was really hacked together. And then about 3 years ago, while I was out training, I got smacked by a car pretty good. And that was pretty much the catalyst to start making a company of this and really bring it to market.
Now, you mentioned it's a cyclometer, and I see it says Ant Plus on it. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to someone who has a power meter, a heart rate monitor, other Ant Plus devices?
Okay. We focused a lot on the hardware and software of the device, and we've basically created our own operating system that's it's basically like Apple in the sense that you can add apps to it. So it's very expandable and upgradable. So a person that has a PowerTap or SRM that's Ant-based, they can basically download an app through our website. It basically updates the operating system itself and allows them to view their data on the product.
So live on the screen is everything that's going on behind you. Get into an incident or an accident, it'll automatically record it. Or if something happens and the accelerometer hasn't kicked in, you can push a button so it'll keep the last 10 minutes. What other kinds of info will people see on the screen?
They're going to see the standard seven functions, you know, it is wireless, it's Ant wireless. Speed, distance, time of day. But they're also going to be able to manually stop the recording. So if a car buzzes you, or let's say you just won the finishing sprint in the Tuesday night World Championships, then you're going to have the last 10 minutes of that video data, and you just hook it up to your computer.
Yeah, really nice. Now, the screen itself, you were telling us earlier, mm-hmm. is innovative. I think the word you used was transflective. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's transflective. As it is in the show hall right now, it's completely illuminated by LEDs, and that's just because we're inside. Now, if you go outside, the LEDs turn off because it's actually using the sun's rays to illuminate it. Basically, the sun's rays come in, they hit the back part of the screen, and they reflect back up, and that's what illuminates the screen. So you can see it in broad, sunny conditions. And if you go through like a canopy of trees, you'll see the screen get dark for a second and then lighten as the automatic contrast and brightness kicks in from the camera software.
It's like magic.
Yes.
What about battery life? Because we're talking about video data, mm-hmm. We're talking about reading Ant Plus, and then, of course, the issue of illumination of the screen when you're in a darker area. What kind of battery life can someone expect?
About 6 to 7 hours in like a normal sunny conditions where the backlight isn't on. It varies a little bit if you've got the integrated taillight on, but usually about 7 hours. It's got an 800 megahertz processor, which is running really hard to flip the video, to save the video, and then display it. So we've got a lot of horsepower backed up in the hardware.
Speaking of horsepower, I know that there's a lot more to this product. Mm-hmm. If people want more information, where can they go to get it?
Cerebellum. It's just like Cerebellum, but with a V.
Very good. And one last thing, retail price on the product?
$299.
Great deal on a product I think we've all thought about. I'm on camera now, I was on camera before, and pretty soon cars behind you will be as well. This is David for Interbike TV.
Well, that's going to do it for our Interbike sort of wrap-up and highlight show from this year's Interbike 2011. Once again, the 30th anniversary of Interbike. Congratulations to them. I didn't get a chance to talk to Steve Reddy at Interbike this year. He is the guy who started the whole shooting match, and I'm sure he's pretty proud of what he's put together. Now, before we go, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank our sponsor for this week's show, Jensen USA. Don't forget, go to JensenUSA.com/TheFredCast, where you are going to find a great selection, great prices, and unparalleled customer service. Once again, JensenUSA.com/TheFredCast. Thanks so much to them for their support, and thank you for supporting The Fredcast. As always, you can contact me at any time. A lot of ways that you can keep in contact with me. Don't forget to go to our website at www.thefredcast.com. Once there, you'll find the links to our Facebook page and also to Twitter at twitter.com/Fredcast. And you can send me an email at any time. Our email address is thefredcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send an audio comment, go ahead and use the Fredcast listener hotline. And that's at area code 661-513-FRED. That's 661-513-3733. Just one more thing to do before we close out this week's episode of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast, and that is to bring you our PodSafe cycling music, something we've been doing since show number one of the Fredcast. And this week's PodSafe cycling music was chosen specifically for the Fredcast by CadenceRevolution.com, the home of the free weekly featured track and premium members content of weekly 30 and 60 minute cardio mixes, and bi-weekly coaching tracks to get the world moving. And you can find that at www.cadencerevolution.com. This week's PodSafe Cycling music is by Devin Williams, and it's called Your Symphony. We'll be back very soon with another episode of the Fredcast, but between this show and the next, enjoy the music, but most of all, enjoy the ride.
I figured it out. Does it put the pillow back? And even then, set in stone. I'm green.